Join me. Father God, we just thank you for this place that we can gather and come speak your name and love on your name and love on each other. We just offer this service to you, Jesus, because of your goodness and your presence here. Help us to worship you in spirit and truth. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, church. I'm sure glad it stopped snowing. So here's the announcements for today. If you would like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, warrenvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery infant to 3 years old and ARC Sunday School, age 4 to grade 5, will be dismissed after the singing time. We have a new schedule out for ARC Sunday School at the Welcome Center. Next Sunday night, March 30th, which is tonight, we will have a singing and a prayer time at the church starting at 7 p.m. The next movie night at the church will be Thursday, April the 10th at 6:30 p.m. Looking ahead, we are planning to have some baptisms in April. We will be having a joint service with the Father's House on Good Friday, April the 18th at 10:30 a.m., and they are hosting. If you would like prayer today, there are people in the back corner who will pray with you. Thank you.
This is the air I
I wasn't laughing at your joke, I was laughing at you used the joke. The first three times.
Good morning. For those of you who are ready to let the snow go, I was talking to Daryl Simpson this morning. He says, Lewis, the fields started to unthaw, and so the snow is just going to melt right into the soil. So there was some good with the snow, apparently. This morning, we're going to use Psalm 33. Turn me down a little bit, Ernie. Psalm 33 to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, Psalm 33, 6 to 8. The Lord merely spoke and the heavens are created. He breathed the word and the stars were born. He assigned the sea its boundaries and locked the oceans in their vast reservoirs. Let the whole world fear the Lord. Let everyone stand in awe of him. This Creator God is so infinitely above us, yet longs to be intimately connected to us. Let us worship him as we stand in awe of all of his wonders, recognizing his greatness and perfection. confession. Psalm 33:16-17. The best equipped army cannot save a king, nor is great strength enough to save a warrior. Don't count on your war horse to give you victory. For all its strength, it can't save you. What are the things that we look to instead of God to save us, to protect us from harm or hardship? Is it our jobs, money, our intelligence, our popularity, our appearance, another person? In confession, we come and cast down the idols that we've made in our lives, idols that have taken the central place that Christ would have in our hearts. Thanksgiving, Psalm 33:1-3. Let the godly sing for joy to the Lord. It's fitting for the pure to praise him. Praise the Lord with melodies. Make music for him. Sing new songs of praise to him. Play skillfully and sing with joy. For the word of the Lord holds true, and we can trust everything he does. He loves whatever is just and good. The unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth. It's the Lord who fills us with joy, regardless of what's happening around us. Despite how things may look, we can trust him. Trust in his goodness. Trust in his immense love for us. Thank him for the many ways you've seen his goodness and love this week. Thank you for our daily bread, for the sunshine and the snow that will eventually melt and go into the ground, into the farmer's fields. Supplication. The psalm ends in verse 20 and 22 with these words. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone. God is the one we go to for hope and help and shelter. Bring a request before him now, confident that his unfailing love surrounds you. We pray for Sabrina and Michael and their family, Sharek and Jimen and their family, the Klassen family, for Lou and Harold, for Judith and Danny, for Gloria and Jerry, for Tara and James and their family, for the Harding family, Matthew and Trina, for Brad and Terry Lynn's family, Cornell family, and then some places around the world, France, Gabon, Syria, Gaza, Haiti, Israel. For Canada and the United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are too weighty for us to carry, the things that we could never fix in a lifetime. Come, our good and great God, and meet us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We'll now have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. Today's reading is from Isaiah 41:2-11. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Tell her that her sad days are gone and her sins are pardoned. Yes, the Lord has punished her twice over for all her sins. Listen, it's the voice of someone shouting, clear the way through the wilderness for the Lord. Make a straight highway through the wasteland for our God. Fill in the valleys and level the mountains and hills. Straighten the curves and smooth out the rough places. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. The Lord has spoken. A voice said, shout. I asked, what should I shout? Shout that people are like the grass. Their beauty fades as quickly as the flowers in a field. The grass withers and the flowers fade beneath the breath of the Lord. And so it is with people. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. O Zion, messenger of good news, shout from the mountaintops. Shout it louder, O Jerusalem, shout. And do not be afraid. Tell the towns of Judah, your God is coming. Yes, the sovereign Lord is coming in power. He will rule with a powerful arm. See, he brings his reward with him as he comes. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young.
Thank you. of me, other than